Toddsville Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nybert. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Man of War Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nybert.
I've entitled the message for this morning, How a Sinner Comes to Christ. We're going to look at a passage of Scripture where a sinner did come to Christ and find mercy. And I'm interested in that. How a Sinner Comes to Christ. We read in Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 40, And there came a leper to him. Now here's a sinner who came to Christ. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. How a sinner comes to Christ. In John chapter 6, verse 37, the Lord said, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Lord said in Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said in John 7:37, If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. The message of the Spirit and the bride, the church, is this. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit and the bride say come. That's the message of the gospel. Now, listen to these statements. Coming to Christ is the act of spiritual life. It's what those who have been given spiritual life, life from the dead, do. The Lord said, You will not come to me that you might have life. If you have life, you'll come to him. Coming to Christ is the evidence of divine election. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Coming to Christ is what all who are taught of God do. Every man that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. John 6:45. And did you know that we can't come unless the Father draws us? John 6:44 says, No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And this thing of coming to Christ is the continual life of the believer. It's what they're always doing. 1 Peter 2:4, To whom coming? Not to whom you came, not to whom you intend to come to, but to whom coming. Always coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Always coming to him for the same thing. Now this is the life of the believer. Always coming to Christ. And this is our message. Come to Christ. Not go and do. Come to Christ right now. Not, well, you need to first deal with your sins and then come to Christ. No, come to Christ right now just as you are. As a sinner needing a Savior. I've heard preachers say, repent of your sins and come to Christ. That's wrong. Come to Christ. Not take care of your sins first. Come to Christ right now. Come to Christ. That's the message of the Scripture. Come to Christ and you will find acceptance. The Lord says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise, for no reason, cast out. If you come to Christ, you will be received. I love those words of the Lord, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Now, I had a preacher say to me recently, how is it that you can call on all men to come to Christ if you can't guarantee to everybody that God loves them and Christ died for them? How can you call on men to come to Christ if you say God only elected some and Christ only died for the elect? How can you call upon men to come to Christ? It's easy. Come to Christ and you'll be accepted. That's all I have to say. Nobody that ever comes to him is cast away. If you come, you will be received. Now the question is how? How does a sinner come to Christ? And what we're going to do is look at a sinner who did come to Christ. It says he did. And he found mercy. And we can learn from that man how a sinner comes to Christ. Now we're going to look at aspects out of Mark, Matthew, and Luke. They all give different details about this leper who came to the Lord Jesus Christ. But Mark 1:40 says, and there came a leper to him. Now leprosy in the Scripture is the great type of sin. He came as a leper. He came as a sinner. And as a matter of fact, Luke's account gives us a very important detail. He came full of leprosy. Now don't miss that. He came full of leprosy. He didn't have one square inch of healthy flesh on his body. He was completely covered over with leprosy. Now that's very significant because if you read the laws of leprosy in Leviticus chapter 12 and 13, if the leper came into the presence of the priest with any healthy flesh, he was sent back to the leper colony. But when he came completely covered over with leprosy, so that there was nothing but leprosy, he was pronounced clean. Now, this gives us some idea of how a sinner comes to Christ. First, he comes full of sin, full of leprosy. He doesn't have anything to commend him to Christ, not one good work, not one bit of merit, not one bit of righteousness. He comes full of sin. Now, are you full of sin so that's all that there is? Somebody says, no, I'm not that. Well, I can't tell you that you can come to Christ then. If you ever come to Christ, if you ever do, first, you'll come full of sin. And you won't come to him until you're full of sin. As long as you have something else, it'll keep you from him. The only thing that'll cause you to come to him is when you come full of sin. Now, Luke gives us another detail. Luke's account tells us that who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face. Now, the word see means more than a physical sight. He knew him. He recognized who he was. Now, you will not come to an unrevealed Christ. If you come to Christ, you're going to come to him knowing who he is. He is God the Son, the God-man, Christ Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the creator of the universe. There's no coming to Christ if you don't know who he is. He came seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not come until you see who he is. There's a passage of Scripture in John chapter 6, verse 40. It says, everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him. Notice the order. You're not going to believe until you see. And I'm not talking about a physical sight. I mean, you believe that he is who he says he is. You don't know so much about yourself, but you know about him. He is who he says he is. And you won't come to Christ unless you see who he is. And what did this man do when he came to Christ, seeing Jesus? Scripture says he fell on his face. He fell on his face. Matthew's account says, "Behold, there came a leper and worshiped him." Now, if you see who he is, you know what you're going to do? You're going to worship him. You're going to worship him for who he is. Now, when that leper first came and worshiped him, he did not know whether or not Christ would heal him or not. But he still came and worshiped him for who he is. He worshiped him saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Now, you will only come to him if you come to him as an absolute sovereign that you worship. You're in his hands, he's not in yours. Now, what do I mean by sovereign, an absolute sovereign? Well, the sovereign is the one whose will is done, always. His will was done in creation when he created the universe. Everything that happens in this thing called time is his will being done. He controls everything. Even the bad stuff, even the bad stuff. He controls everything and he brings good out of evil. The most terrible thing to ever take place is the cross, and yet it's the most glorious thing. He brings good out of evil. And salvation is up to his will. As to whether or not you're saved, it is up to him. It is not up to you. It is up to him. And the leper understood this. He came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Now, whether or not he does anything for me or you, he's still to be worshiped. Is he worthy of worship even if he passes you by? Now, if you know who he is, you say, "Yes, he is. He is the Lord, the Creator, the brightness of God's glory, and the express image of his person, and he will not be diminished if he passes me or you by." Now, you will not and cannot come to him until this is settled. He is to be worshiped for who he is. And Mark's account says he came beseeching him. Luke says he besought him. He knew that he was the only one who could do anything for him. And that's why he came beseeching him. He was very much like the Syrophoenician woman. Her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil, and she said, "Lord, have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." And the scripture says he answered her not a word. He ignored her. Did this stop her? No, she continued to cry. And then he said, "I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." What he's saying is, I'm only sent for my people. I'm only sent for my elect, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know what the scripture says she did? Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me. If you don't help me, I won't be helped." And he said, "It's not meat to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." And she said, "That's the truth, Lord, but the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I may be a dog, but I'm your dog, and I'm totally dependent upon any crumb you send my way." And the Lord said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord." Now, you only come to him as the Lord. A sinner never comes to him in any other way than that of him being the Lord of creation, the Lord of providence, and the Lord of salvation. And if you and I ever come, truly come to him, we'll come knowing he is the Lord. Now, how does a sinner come to Christ? There came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me whole. Now, when a sinner comes to Christ, he always comes acknowledging the sovereign will of Christ. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. What if this leper would have said, Lord, I will that you make me clean? Irreverence? Insolence? Blasphemy? A sinner doesn't tell God what to do. I will that you make me clean. No, a sinner never comes that way. He comes this way. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. You know, there's never been a sinner that came to Christ that believed he had a free will. Now, we do what we want to. Don't misunderstand me. When you sin, it's not because God's sovereign, he calls you to. You sin because you want to. But as far as a free will, our will's controlled by our nature. We have an evil nature, a sinful nature, and we know that we can't just freely decide to be good or freely decide to come to Christ. We're in his hands. We don't say, Lord, I will that you make me clean. We say, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. There's never been a sinner who came any other way than that. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, when a sinner comes to Christ, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. You really believe that he has the ability to make you clean. You know he's the only one who can do it. You know it's up to his will. And you really believe that if he wills it, he has the ability to make you clean. Paul put it this way in 2 Timothy 1:12. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able, that he has the ability, that he has the power to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. What did you commit to him, Paul? The entire salvation of my soul. And he has the ability to do that. If you will, you have the ability to make me clean. Now, this is what I need. I don't need to be healthy. I don't need to be wealthy. But I need to be clean before God. And if you will, you can make me clean. Yes, cleanse from leprosy, but more, you have the ability to make me clean and holy and pure and to stand spotless before your holy law. You see, there is such power in the blood of Christ that he has the ability to make that person that he's died for holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Do you believe that he's able, that there's such power in his blood because of who he is? It's Christ that died. Because of who he is, there's such power in his precious blood to make you perfectly righteous before God, to make it to where you have never sinned. That's what justification is. Being justified by his blood. If you're justified, that means you've never sinned. You've never broken God's law. You've always done that which is right. You've never done that which is wrong. That is what the work of Christ does. He gives you his righteousness. His precious blood takes away your sin, and you stand before God without fault. I repeat, do you believe that if he wills it, he has the power to make you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight? Now, this is how a sinner comes. He comes knowing he's full of sin. He comes recognizing who the Lord is. He's the Lord of glory. He's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He worships him for who he is. He acknowledges his lordship. He acknowledges his sovereign will, if you will. It's not up to my will, it's up to your will. He acknowledges his ability. If you will, you can, you're able to make me clean. Now, what happens after this? He shuts up and waits to hear what the Lord says. Lord, he worshiped him. He fell on his face. He knew who he was. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And now it's time to stop speaking and hear what he says. This leper didn't say, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now I've said it, now make me clean. I've done what you said. He didn't have any kind of sense of entitlement. He came into the Lord's presence, and that was it. I couldn't help but thinking of Ruth. Naomi told her to go to Boaz, and he said, you go and lay at his feet and hear what he has to say to you. Now, when you come to Christ, you're going to come just like this leper. And then you're going to wait to hear what he has to say. Now we read in verse 40 of Mark chapter 1. And there came a leper, full of leprosy, full of sin, to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. I wonder how long it had been since he had felt a human touch. Jesus moved with compassion. Oh, the compassion of Christ. I wish I could describe it as I ought. Jesus moved with compassion, reached forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. Now, the Lord is always moved by compassion when there's a need of his mercy and his grace. Always. Bartimaeus cries, and as he cries, the Lord has set his face like a flint to Jerusalem. He was going there to die. And Jesus cried, and Bartimaeus cried, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the scripture says Jesus stood still. Now there were many that had been calling upon his name, but this cry for mercy caused him to stand still. Any time a sinner comes to Christ, like this leper did, he's moved by compassion. You try coming in your own merit and your own righteousness with a sense of entitlement, making demands, he's not going to be moved to compassion. He's not going to even receive you. But if you come like this leper did, full of leprosy, knowing who he is, he's the Son of God, he's to be worshipped, even if he passes me by. Oh, if he's willing, he can make me clean, and that's the way you come. Every sinner who comes to Christ like that, he's moved with compassion, and he says, I will be thou clean. That's the divine fiat. I will. Oh, the power of his I will. I can say I'll do this and I'll do that. It means nothing. But when he says I will, it must come to pass because of who he is. I will be thou clean. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus came forth immediately at the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will be thou clean. Verse 42, and as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him. and he was cleansed. Now, don't miss this. The leprosy departed from him. It left him. It went somewhere else. I think of that scripture, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, that leprosy went somewhere else. That leprosy went to the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore our sins. He took our sorrows. He made them his very own. That is how this man was cleansed. That leprosy went somewhere else. That sin went somewhere else. It went to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. God caused my sin to leave me and to go to Christ. And that's why he died. And the scripture says, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. You remember Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5 when he dipped 7 times in the River Jordan and he came back and his flesh was just like a baby's. This leper was like that too. He had clean flesh, made clean by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is how a sinner comes to Christ. Now let's go on reading. Verse 43. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. This is the Lord speaking to that leper after he's cleansed. And he saith, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You know, how often did the Lord do this? Don't tell anybody about this. I mean, you'd think he'd say, tell everybody about this so people will come to me. But you know, the Lord wasn't trying to gain a following. He came to save his people from their sins. And that's what he did. But the scripture says, he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Now, if Christ cleanses you, you're going to want others to know that he is the one who's done it. Now, how does a sinner come to Christ? Full of sin, believing who he is, worshiping him, acknowledging his lordship, acknowledging his sovereign will, if you will, acknowledging his ability, you can make me clean, and then he waits to see what the Lord will say. And everybody who comes that way will hear him say, I will be thou clean. Now, we have this message on DVD and CD. If you call the church, write or email, we'll send you a copy. This is Todd Nyberg praying that God will be pleased to make himself known to you. That's our prayer. Amen.
To receive a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to todd.nyberg@gmail.com, or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.